BBC Radio 1. BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here is Monday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. We get some feedback about the show, so I give Chris the right to reply. Also, you know those couples noises that people in love make to each other on the phone? We get one of our listeners, Jess, to call her boyfriend Jack, make the noises, and see if he does it back. And Dev plays Real or No Real with a potentially very good Sam Smith fact.
Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
Track of the day.
Track of the day.
BBC Radio 1.
Kind of feels right that we should have Sam Smith on today because he won 4 Grammys last night, including Best New Artist, Song of the Year, and also Record of the Year for Stay With Me. He also leads the nominations at the Brits with 5 nominations.
It's crazy, isn't it? Have you seen the picture of him holding all the Grammys?
Yeah.
It's like he struggles to keep them all. He's there sort of cradling them.
Do you remember when Stephen Fry came in and he gave us a BAFTA to hold? It was really heavy.
Mm.
Do you think they're as heavy as the BAFTAs? Because he's strong if they are.
Yeah, the BAFTA was ridiculously heavy, though.
So he's one of the fastest-selling British artists of all time. He's having a great time. I like during the Live from the Red Carpet show on E! Last night, when he saw Ryan Seacrest was like, "Hey, Sam Smith," and he was like, "Oh my God, it's you!" E! Channel, I used to Sky Plus you. It's quite sweet.
Mm.
What do you reckon he's Sky Plusing? Blatantly Kardashians? Marathons?
Do you think Sam Smith is still... I don't want to say... not humble's the wrong word, but do you think he's still, like... I don't know, normal? Because he's having the most ridiculous year.
He appeared to be very normal when speaking to Ryan last night.
Right.
I don't think he can quite believe it's all happened to him.
It's crazy. And when you see these massive legends of pop talking about him, but talking about him in a way which is basically saying that he's the second coming.
Yeah.
You know, it's quite incredible.
Yeah. So, Sam Smith, Lay Me Down is the re-recorded version of his debut single. But now that everyone absolutely loves him, why not put this one out? And it's our track of the day, Sam Smith.
Track of the day.
Track of the day.
BBC
Radio 1.
Yes, I do. I believe that one day I will be where I was, right there, right next to you. And it's hard, the day just seems so dark. The moon and the stars are nothing without you, your touch.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Yep, just seen a picture of Sam from last night at the Grammys with Rihanna all over him. He's having a great time. Look at his face.
He's
loving
got,
life.
He's got this way of making me feel very melty. Mm. But he's loving life, isn't he?
He really is.
All the Grammys.
I also really liked his white bow tie thing yesterday.
I noticed that you were doing some stuff about fashion on the red carpet.
Well,
last night.
A little bit.
I mean,
I was kind of asking for other people's opinions on fashion rather than giving my own. But yeah, it was good.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
You know when couples are in relationships?
I do.
And sometimes when they're on the phone, they start speaking in almost like a baby voice to each other.
Yes, of course. I hear this all the time.
Do you do this with your girlfriend?
No.
I think I've heard you do it with your girlfriend.
I don't. I'm not that kind of guy, I don't think.
I think at the end of the call, I maybe heard you go, me, me, me.
So, all right, let's be real here. So every now and then, I realise I'm being massively melty.
Right.
And it's often in the pub, for example, if I'm out and with some friends... And then every now and then I'll put on that voice. No, not quite like that.
What, when she's with you?
No, when she's not with me. So she's on the other end of the phone.
Oh, I see.
I want to make it out that I miss her.
So, but...
No, I mean that I want to express...
This is going well. I know what you mean. You're out with the lads. You're having a few drinks. You think, I better put the call in. And that's...
That's not what I'm saying.
You nip outside and you do a bit... And then go and order another pint. That's what we all do, right? Okay, so maybe recently I've heard... Okay, well, there's a celebrity couple that I know. So it's 2 famouses. And I'm not going to say who it is, but I heard the most ridiculous phone conversation. I know that she was on the other end. I heard his end of the conversation.
Oh,
and it was
intrigued.
Basically just this. You can be...
And which side were you getting? The male side?
Yeah, I was getting the male side. So wow. God knows what she was doing on the other end. So this is something that I'd like to investigate a bit more today because, you know, I don't think it's just celebrity couples. I think it's pretty much every couple at some point will have one of those conversations that only they really understand. And they've got their own kind of couple noises.
Hard thing to admit to.
It is, but I bet we all do it, I think.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
This is BBC Radio 1. Shout out to Becky Hill, who's listening to herself on Radio 1.
She asked for a shout out.
No, but I'm giving her one. A shout out.
I've just seen this on Twitter.
Yeah.
I find that the strangest thing.
What?
Like when a massive pop star's listening to their own song on Radio 1 and then tweets you to say they're listening.
Yeah. Hi, Becky. She's in our offices just listening to us playing Afterglow by Wilkinson, which she's on. Do you think artists have some kind of like app on their smartphone alerting them when one of their songs is playing on any radio station? Oh, I might tune in. It would be good if they did.
Yeah.
Because at some point your song's going to be on one of the radio stations, isn't it? Especially if you're a big artist. That was Wilkinson, Afterglow, and Charlie XCX and Rita Ora with Doing It. Scott Mills here. Hi, Rob.
Hello, Scott.
So we're talking about the strange noises that couples make on the phone to each other. You know, like the little lovey-dovey noises they make?
I know them well.
Have you been guilty of this?
Not me, but a housemate. A housemate's pretty guilty, I'd say.
Your current housemate?
Yeah.
Okay, talk me through it.
Well, basically, I mean, he's quite blokey. You know, he's got a decent beard, loves beers, loves the rock music, all of that.
But despite having a beard and liking rock music, what happens?
Well, he gets, you know, if we're sat in the living room watching a film or something like that, and then he'll get on the phone to his missus and, you know, they'll have a chat for a few moments. And then just as the conversation comes to a close, you can see the phone get closer to his mouth and his voice drops lower and lower and the words kind of stop making any sense. Yeah. And he kind of goes from, yeah, okay, yeah, we'll have dinner in a little bit. And then he just sort of makes a noise like, and then he ends the call. And this can go on for a couple of minutes. You know, the sort of classic, you hang up, no, you hang up, or no, I love you more. That sort of emotional tennis goes on for a couple of minutes until you hear this whimpering as if, I don't know, someone's just grabbed him in his crown jewels. And then,
good use of crown jewels there. Hey.
Nice. Yeah.
Fine machine. Hey.
And what's the name of your housemate?
Can I leave him unnamed? Because he might be listening.
I thought I was going to catch you out then.
Yeah. I'll probably get home. My house will be covered. My bedroom will be covered in tin foil.
It's all fine. Love you, bye.
All right, love you, bye.
Faith's been on saying me and my boyfriend did this noise thing until someone commented that it sounds like we're talking to either a baby or a dog. We don't do it now. Okay, we've got someone on the phone next who is going to do a little experiment with her boyfriend. Wait there.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hi, Jess.
Hi, Scott.
You all right?
Yeah, I'm good, thanks.
Right, where are you?
I'm in Sydney, Australia.
So are you downloading the Scott Mills Daily podcast while you're there?
I am, every day.
Is it like a little taste of home?
Yeah, it is. It's great to keep up with yours and Chris's antics.
Yeah. What are you doing in Australia then?
We're working here.
Mm-hmm. You and your boyfriend, right?
Yeah.
Now, we've been talking on the show today about couples' noises, the noises that only couples make to each other, generally on the phone. And you said that you're quite guilty of this sometimes, right?
Yeah. Sometimes, yeah, I think I'm guilty of that.
I think if everyone's honest, if they're in a relationship, every now and then you will do it. You'll put on a melty couple phone voice.
Yeah.
Yeah, by accident, I think, though.
It's like your own language that only you two have. It's like...
Yeah, especially
it's just noises.
Yeah.
Yeah, especially if you want something as well. You'd be like, babe, I'll be mad.
It's that high-pitched kind of thing, isn't it?
I hear this so many times when people are on the phone to each other.
Yeah.
It's quite funny to listen in on.
Mm.
So here's the idea, Jess.
Okay.
Where's your boyfriend right now?
He's just finished work, so he's either at work or on his way home.
Because of time difference, because you're in the future, aren't you?
Yes, we are 11 hours ahead.
Way ahead of time. Can we give him a ring then?
Yeah, he should be available.
Okay. So because you love listening in on couples doing this, you're going to do this right now and we can all listen in.
I want to hear it. But Jess, you need to ramp up the couple noises to 10.
Oh, God. Okay.
All right. So really turn it up.
What are you saying, Scott? Are you saying she goes straight in with a couple noises, or do you think a nice question about work first? Or
I think, you know, just start a normal conversation and then start replying with the love noises.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll give it a go.
And what's the theory here, Scott? Will he reply with couple noises? Is that what we're thinking, or will he just be weirded out?
I think, Jess, use the noises that you might normally use without you realising and see if he responds, and then just do them more and more.
Right, okay.
All right?
Do you want a quick practice?
Yeah, let's have a practice.
Okay, Scott, do you want to play the boyfriend or me? Maybe you.
I'll do it if you want.
Go on then.
Okay.
Hi, baby.
Hey, baby. Have you finished yet? Oh, I'm just at home. I finished ages ago. Are you going to be home soon?
Hang on a minute. You've gone straight in with a couple noises, okay. Scott. The plan here is that Jess is going to start.
Okay, right. Start again.
So he's not expecting the
right, sure.
couple noises.
Okay,
he's
go.
He's not expecting the phone call.
Yeah, I get it now.
Scene.
Okay, let's go.
Take two.
Okay. Hey, baby.
Hello.
Have you finished work yet?
Not yet, but I'll be finishing in half an hour.
Oh, I thought you'd be done by now.
No, I'm not done yet. Where are you?
I'm just back at the apartment. I thought you'd be done by now.
No, what are we having for our tea?
Oh, you said you were going to bring some food home with you.
Jess, start doing the couple noises.
Baby! You said you were going to bring food home. Are you going to?
Okay.
I'm so hungry though.
Yes.
Are you hungry?
This is weird. So, Jess, when you do this,
it's
though,
so weird.
I know, and I think what we're seeing here is that it's hard to really put on the couple noises.
I wasn't a very good boyfriend.
It's hard
then, I don't
to
think.
Put it on.
Yeah.
No, you were just. At me.
Yeah. Okay.
Jess, that's what you need to do, okay? You really need to go in. Okay. Do you understand?
Right, okay. Almost to the point where I'm not making any sense.
Yes.
Yeah, it shouldn't be English anymore.
Yes.
Okay.
All right, Jess, what I'm going to do is I'll get your boyfriend's number when we play this song. What's his name?
Jack.
Okay, cool. Right, I'll get Jack's number off you. We'll play this and then we'll come back. Wait there.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hi, Jess.
Hi, Scott.
Jess has admitted that sometimes on the phone to her boyfriend Jack, she does make the love noises. They both do. It's normal for couples to make these noises.
It's a multi-couple noise. Calling it the love noise sounds a bit weird.
Yeah, okay, the couple's noise, whatever you want to call it. So I now have the number of your boyfriend Jack, Jess.
Yes.
And we're going to call him, and you're going to ramp up the couple's noises, and we'll listen in.
Okay.
All right?
As a suggestion, I think a good in for the couple noises is maybe say that you miss him.
Yes.
Okay.
Make it melty.
I did only see him this morning, but I can do that.
Yeah, that's good.
I really miss your trouble.
Maybe you're just feeling extra needy today, Jess. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
Okay, definitely.
Needy.
Okay.
Get him to say nice things and we'll see if he does it in the couple's noise.
Okay.
But then by the end of the call, I just want you to be communicating with him in noises, not actual words.
Okay, no sense.
Yeah. All right?
Right.
Okay, let's see if he goes for it.
Hello?
Hey, baby.
Hello?
Hey, it's me.
Hey, you're right.
Yeah, have you finished work yet?
Yeah, I'm just on the way back now.
Oh, okay. Did you have a good night?
Yeah, it was all right. It was quite busy for a Monday, to be honest. Yeah. What about you? What have you been doing?
Just waiting for you. I've been home for ages. Are you going to bring any food back?
I wasn't going to. I can do, maybe.
Oh, I thought you weren't really hungry.
What do you want?
How far away are you?
15 minutes, maybe. Not far.
Okay. I'm really needy.
I won't be long. What food do you want, though?
I don't know.
Are you all right? Is there anything else?
I really miss you.
Jess, why?
You not miss me?
I miss you too, yeah. You're being like really weird. What is going on? Right, you're being really weird, so. Are you okay, Jess? Does she sound like a sick puppy? You actually sound like a puppy, just whinging.
Why aren't you making these noises?
What noises?
You make these noises.
Why? What were you doing again?
What are you doing?
Is that it? Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay, well.
You know, like.
Yeah, I really miss you.
You do it. Like, oh, baby.
Oh, baby, you.
You make them all the time on the phone. Like, oh, baby, you.
Not all the time. I call you baby and go, oh, baby, oh.
Can I just interrupt?
Right. What? Sorry?
Can I interrupt?
Who is that?
Hi, Jack. It's Scott Mills from BBC Radio 1.
Ooh. What?
Basically,
hi, Scott. Sorry.
Yeah,
sorry.
That's
hi,
right.
He's
Jess,
making the noises
yeah,
now, ironically.
Jess got in touch with us.
Oh, Chris!
Just got in touch with us because
you, Chris, you are the best. Oh, you have made our road trip across Australia bearable.
Oh,
do you know what's going on?
No, what is going on? Why am I speaking to you? And
okay.
Why was Jess making weird noises?
Okay, let me explain. We've been talking on the show today about how couples have almost their own language when they speak to each other. Especially when they're
okay.
on the phone.
Yeah.
And Jess got in touch with us because she says that sometimes in your conversations that you do little couple noises that only really you understand, like this. Baby.
Well, yeah, I suppose, It's nice that all the nation are going to hear that, I suppose.
Well, no, but you didn't even do it. You had to do it on demand.
Well, I didn't. I thought, what the hell is happening here? What is this woman doing?
Yeah, we were interested to see if you'd reply with the couple noises.
Yeah. So we told Jess to go full out with the couple noises and see if you went back, but you didn't.
Well, yeah, she did definitely go full out there.
Yeah.
It kind of took me a bit by surprise. I don't know what she was doing, but normally I just go, oh.
I did tell you to ramp it up, Jess, and you really did.
I did go for it, but...
Do you feel a bit weird?
Yeah, I do. Really weird, actually.
How long are you both in Australia for, then?
We've been here for 6 months. Oh, no, hold on. We've been here for 4 months, and we're going to be here till July.
So you catch up on the podcast, do you, when you're in Australia?
Yeah.
Where in Australia are you?
We're in Sydney.
Ah, cool. Well, it's really nice to know that you're listening to us in Sydney, but I think I now have all I need from this conversation.
Okay.
But so can we all make love noises just like at the end of the call? Is that all right?
Okay.
I mean, I don't want to interrupt
Chris, your love noises might be different to mine.
This is what I'm saying. Let's stop calling it love noises.
Couple noises.
Couple
noises. I mean, I don't want to cause any problems between you two, but if you start, I'll just carry on.
Okay.
Do what you would normally do on the phone.
Okay, bye, baby.
You hang on.
Bye, baby.
Bye, baby.
Bye.
Bye.
Love you.
Love you. This is so weird. I've got to go. Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
I'm saying that's one of the weirdest things we've ever done on this show.
It was quite cringe.
I'm sorry I didn't warn you about the possible cringe factor there, everyone.
The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1.
Good afternoon to Samantha, who says, please do not ever have those couples noises on Radio 1 ever again. Yeah, but there might be some more good ones tomorrow. Who knows? What do you think, Chris?
No, I'm keen. I'm keen on it, only because it does weird me out quite a lot.
I'm fascinated in anything which listens in on other people's conversations, yeah. Especially if they are going out with each other or married to each other.
I think what I really want to hear, though, is a couple who really go for it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They have their own language. They have their own way of dealing with things. That's the dream.
Because Jack, on that call a while ago, he didn't really take the bait.
No.
I mean, Jess was trying her hardest. But we're looking for people that have their actual full-on own language and their own words. And that's how they communicate when they're on the phone, when they're away from each other. Might do that tomorrow.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
It's nearly a week now since you were in your pants on that Wheel of Liverpool.
Oh, yeah, it was, wasn't it?
And we raised a lot of money for Comet Reliefs. Thanks, everyone. Mm. Did you feel self-conscious at all?
I felt, yes, obviously, you put me in a wheel in my pants.
Mm.
It does make me think, like, you managed to talk me into these situations, know it was a good cause and loads of money was raised and stuff like that. But you do get me in these situations that I think at some point there needs to be not revenge, but something that happens.
Yeah, but you did it for charity, Chris. You did it for Comet Relief. You helped loads of people.
I know, but it wasn't that long ago you did the Jennifer Aniston thing.
Oh, yeah, I thought we'd forgotten about that.
No, we have not forgotten about that.
Mm. I'll tell you why I'm feeling a bit self-conscious is because I spent the last month around people who are quite fit, dancing-wise, body-wise.
Yeah, well, I'm sure they were jealous of your crab.
No, I don't think so. So I think at the moment we're probably feeling, both of us, a bit body-conscious, right?
Okay.
I mean, there's nothing much wrong with us, but I think we could both do with a bit of a shape and a bit of a tone up. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I like that you talk for me.
You in your pants? Well, no, I'm just imagining this is what's going on in your head right now. Tell me if I'm wrong. Just a little bit, do you know what I mean? Just a little bit of a tone up.
Well, we can all trim down a bit.
I'm certainly feeling that. Why don't we become gym buddies? It's something we've never done together.
Well, we did do that one thing at the gym, didn't we?
But that was a one-off. I'm saying we go a lot and get absolutely ripped for the summer. Lads, okay. Imagine you and me just on the protein shakes at work. Think about it.
Right, and we'll work well together in the gym, do you think?
I think. I don't know, but I'd quite like to give it a go. Like, maybe just for a trial period of like a week or so. But we have to keep going, otherwise we're always going to look like this.
And you can spot me.
I'll spot you, mate.
Yeah?
Absolutely. I'll get all the protein powder in.
All right. Well,
are we on?
Let's give this a go.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Oh, it's good to be back.
It's nice having you back, Crabby.
Thank you. All right. Is that ever going to finish, do you think?
Do you think you're ever going to shake the crab?
I really want to buy the outfit, because what are they going to do with it now?
What do you mean? Well, surely you'll just be given it, won't you? This is like when the Swedish House Mafia finished and they got to keep all those massive letters that they kept on stage.
Well, I left it behind in the arena last night on the Strictly tour, but I really want it. And occasionally I'll spray it with vodka to keep it fresh, because that's what they do.
How are you feeling? Are you feeling a bit emotional now the tour's come to an end?
Yesterday I really was. I almost cried on stage at the O2.
Did you?
Yeah.
Shall we never mention it again?
I think maybe we need to draw a line under it now.
Okay.
I think everyone's bored of hearing about it. Especially all my family and friends. Let's just stop it now.
It was a happy time, but it's coming. It's
got to let it go.
Moved sideways.
Shake the crabs. It's 20 to 3 with Scott Mills. James Bay coming up. Hold Back the River. Love that song. And we always like to hear the feedback that you give us. That's why you can always email me about anything. scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Any criticisms or constructive, generally, about the show, we like to hear. Any things you think we could make better. Anything that you want to get involved with on the show. Any stories that you've got or things that you want us to help out with. That's what we're here for. You know, we get a lot of callers on and we try and help out them, don't we?
Mm.
scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Don't feel scared to send an email because we probably will act on it.
There's a team of people here.
Well, we do actually have an email. Which is some criticism about the show, which one I want to do in just a moment. I want to deal with it. And it's about you.
Oh, right. Okay. That's why you want to deal with it on the radio, I assume.
I just think it's something that we could smooth over for you.
For me? Yeah, well, it wasn't an issue until you've just mentioned that there's an issue. You didn't have to mention there was an issue at all. I'd be perfectly happy.
Well, Chris, someone's written to the BBC and it's only right that we actually...
why are you acting on it?
We act on this.
The Scott Mills Daily.
We're always open for your feedback here at the BBC. And now, that's why it's time to hear your points of view. That's right.
Why is this a thing?
So someone's written an email to the BBC about you, Chris.
Yeah, well, I've gathered that. That's why we're doing this whole thing. Where'd you get the theme tune from?
Just found it. I thought it was quite good. So, we've got an actor to voice this email that we've had in, some general feedback about the show, which we always are very keen to hear. Would you like to hear it?
Go on, Em.
You're thinking, why are we doing this?
I'm thinking, what's in it for you in this whole thing? Because this is clearly about me. Otherwise, this wouldn't be on the radio.
I'm just giving you a right to reply to what they say.
Oh, I will have a right to reply.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, great.
Okay, here's the email.
ICYMI, Comic Relief Special, 6th Feb.
So they obviously seen this on the iPlayer, on BBC iPlayer, on the bit that you do called...
ICYMI.
Yeah, ICYMI, in case you missed it. It's all the best bits of Radio 1 from the week, which you can watch. They continue.
Did Chris Stark have to touch his genitalia so much whilst riding the Liverpool Eye in his very inapt underwear?
So this is the...
Is this real? Mm-hmm. Did you send this in?
No.
Why?
I did get asked by my boss earlier if I sent this in. And I like it that she thinks that I sometimes send in criticism to the BBC. It wasn't me. Not on this occasion.
So this is real?
It's real.
Right.
Inapt underwear. How do you feel about that? I mean, they were bad.
Yes, but when I started that day, I'm sorry, I didn't prepare my underwear based on the ridiculous events that then occurred that day.
I mean, you probably didn't realise that you'd be in a massive pod, glass pod overlooking Liverpool in a big wheel, did
no,
you?
If I'd known, I would have worn my best pants.
Yeah.
Which is the Union Jack ones.
Yeah, those ones, the elastic's definitely going there. Maybe treat yourself to a few new pairs.
Okay.
You know? They send them in like batches of three now. Just get one of them. Anyway, they continue, this person.
He seems very typical of his generation. Without rubbing his area occasionally, grabbing himself to exaggerate what he has down there, he must feel completely uncool, lacking a sense of masculinity without the odd grope.
And that's what they say in the email to the BBC there. If you've seen this video, you will probably know what they're talking about. It's when I put Chris in his pants in the Liverpool wheel for charity.
Yeah. But there were reasons why I had to do that every now and then. I think that's slightly unfair because they've missed something very obvious and reasons why I had to do it. Did you say I've got a right to reply?
Absolutely.
Can I write a response?
Would you like to write something now? Shall I give you a few minutes?
Because that's what I'm offering. Give me 2 minutes because it feels like I need to do something formal. It feels.
Because,
do I?
Because they sent an email that was formal.
So do I need to email you?
Well, I'll tell you what. If you write one now and then we'll do the reply on air.
Of course
okay.
We will.
So that was your points of view there.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
So a person on emails had some thoughts about the way Chris presented himself while in underwear on the Liverpool wheel as we raise a lot of money, thousands and thousands of pounds for Comet Relief about a week ago. So I read out the email that you have been sent, and now it's your turn to reply if you really fancy it.
Well, this music's nuts.
Have you replied?
Yeah, I've written a reply. I feel like I'm in a courtroom drama.
Yes.
That's where I've gone with this. Mm-hmm. Ready?
Okay.
On the 6th of February 2015, BBC Radio 1 received feedback in regards to an activity I took part in as the result of fundraising for Comic Relief.
Good.
Sound professional,
yeah,
so
good,
far.
Yeah, good, good.
On reviewing the footage, I can confirm that although a selection of hand movements in the crotchal region did occur, at no point was my hand directly in contact with my genitalia. Don't laugh. I feel frustrated that I have to clarify my position, as I felt this was a private matter. I shall take this opportunity to restate the facts. On the day, I used a pair of rolled-up socks to bolt myself up, thus ensuring a barrier was formed at all times between hand and spuds. As I'm sure the plaintiff can agree, the cotton socks occasionally... The cotton socks occasionally and unexpectedly caused an itch, which I felt prudent to deal with. Thank you for your feedback, and just like my pants, I appreciate your support. Will that do?
Send. I think that's great. I mean, they were, you know, it was a nice email, and nice of them to point it out. But I feel that your reply is adequate.
Good.
Do you feel better now that you've actually done that?
I feel it was nice having a right to reply.
Isn't it, though? Because often with me, that wouldn't be the case.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC
Radio 1.
She's gone uber tanned for that Grammys Award last night.
She was on form, wasn't she?
Never seen her with a tan before. Have you seen the video of Pharrell looking at her when she's dancing?
Yeah.
It's like, what are you doing?
It's like he's not keen on all the energy that she's got.
Yeah.
Hearing that song again, though, it does remind me, Stephen Fry doing that rap bit in the middle at Big Weekend would be incredible.
I think we almost got him to agree to it when he came in last week. Just think about it. Stephen Fry just busts out on stage halfway through to Swifties' performance at Radio 1's Big Weekend in Norwich. Hey, hey, hey. It would be awesome.
To just this sick beat.
Just for that bit. So good.
Ledge.
Mills here. Right, all this week on Radio 1, we are talking about online bullying and negativity. Like, I would say 98% of people listening will have experienced this at some time on social media. There are a lot of negative people and comments on the internet out there.
I guess it's not even always just bullying, isn't it? It's being aware of when you're being negative or hurtful and without necessarily calling yourself a bully.
Yeah, it's a fine line. And I think, you know, it can be taken too far sometimes. It's that line between a bit of banter and actual bullying. If you're getting any negativity online at the moment, and it happens to everybody, search BBC Advice and they can give you lots of support and information. And this week, every night at 10 p.m, we have got experts on hand to help if you are struggling with online bullying. These people know what they're talking about. They're from thesite.org. And it's all anonymous. They'll be answering as many of your questions as possible. Head to BBC Advice for more details and you can get in touch with them. Like I say, they won't need to know your name or anything about you. You can just talk to them completely anonymously if you're getting bullied at the moment. Search BBC Advice online. And there's a series of things going on this week on Radio 1 about negativity online and bullying. The first one is tonight between 9 and 10. It's Dan and Phil's Guide to Online Safety. So you've got advice on there from experts about identity fraud, about scams, about cyberbullying, and how to kind of keep yourself safe when you're online and keep your reputation intact. That's tonight between 9 and 10 with Dan and Phil. If you do want some advice, if you are having a bit of a hard time with it at the moment with online bullying, all anonymous, they will answer as many of you as they can tonight. From 10 p.m, just head for BBC Advice.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Are you excited about Twin Atlantic Inuna Bingo tomorrow?
Keen for this. It's a bit of a curveball one. I didn't know that this was happening.
It's a last minute booking, but I think it's going to be great. He's a really nice guy, McTrusty. Yeah. Now, none of your normal larks, please, because I know that we sometimes are about 5 years old on this show, and we like to change people's names because it makes us. Lol.
Okay, so you are thinking the same as me. When you hear McTrusty, you do
Sam
think.
McTrusty, that's his name.
And we definitely don't do any burger jokes.
No, not Big Tasty, anything like that.
No.
Just keep it to McTrusty, okay?
Okay.
McTrusty. Although he does sound like something on the menu. We're not going to mention it once.
One of the specials.
Yeah. One of those limited time ones that you get, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, like, yeah, special.
Be quick.
Special.
Yeah. So he's on tomorrow at 1:45 on Innuendo Bingo. Hopefully, unlike last week's guest, Chelsea Healy, he knows what to expect.
That's my biggest concern. And do you know what? To give you a bit of an insight, there's loads of people representing famouses, and then they get booked for Innuendo Bingo, and there's an assurance made that they definitely know what it's all about. It's fine. They love Innuendo Bingo. They
sometimes,
love it.
The thing is, that's not our fault. It's not our fault. Sometimes the message just doesn't get through to the famous.
It's true. It doesn't filter through.
And that was the case with Chelsea Healy last week. We're like, you're going to get really wet. What, is it going to ruin my hair? Yeah, it actually is. Oh, I don't like getting wet. Oh, I'm gonna have to leave.
I mean, she got involved. To be fair, she got involved, but towards the end of the game, she was definitely not as keen.
No, it's a very different proposition to any other TV or radio show that you might go on, isn't it?
Mm.
I mean, you don't expect to have to bring a change of clothes to let's say go on Chatty Man.
I mean, you know,
it's just a straightforward interview.
But perhaps we should insist on that is almost we make them show their bag beforehand on Twitter, so to speak. So it's got spare pants and you know what I mean, like a little swimming bag.
Show us your bag.
Come on, grow up. come on.
I don't know. You started it.
No, I didn't.
You did start it, though.
All right. So what I'm saying is we make them declare it on Twitter before so we know they're prepared.
Okay.
Done.
If you've got any people that you would like us to have on Anywhere in the Bingo in the future, text 81199. We're always looking for new people because, you know, we might miss somebody and you might come up with someone brilliant you think would be ace for the game. So let us know, 81199.
The Scott Mills Daily.
See, it is good to ask for suggestions from people on who should play bingo because, I mean, I wouldn't even really think of Tamwar off EastEnders.
It's a great idea, though.
Yes, Tamwar from Matt in Bristol. Also, quite a few people suggesting for a future bingo, Richard Osman off of Pointless. That's also an amazing idea. Bring in Alexander Armstrong as well.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
If you're not listening to the whole show today, we spoke to a girl called Jess earlier who called up her boyfriend Jack. They're both in Australia. They listen to us on the podcast. And we were just talking about those weird noises that couples make. They almost have their own language, and they speak to each other on the phone like this. We've also had a lot of response to that. I'm going to try another caller tomorrow, which could be even more exercising of your cringe glands.
Is that possible?
It is, because this person that we're trying to get hold of says that they even have their own special words and language. So all that she will have to do, in theory, is call him, say one of the words, and then he'll say one of the words that they normally say back to her. And I want to hear that.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
It's going down for real.
Yeah, it's going down for real. That is Flo Rida, GDFR, on BBC Radio 1. Thoughts, please? At BBC R1 or text 81199. He's still going, isn't he? Still churning it out. Hi, Dev.
I really like that.
You like it, yeah?
I really liked it. I wanted to hate it, and I don't. That would go off in a club, wouldn't it?
Yeah. I mean, it's a good hook, isn't it?
Do you think there's still someone out there that doesn't know that Flo Rida is...
A woman?
No.
What were you going to say?
That Flo Rida is Florida in the by God. Name.
Oh, have you not heard about that?
Guarantee you there'll be someone listening right
that's
now.
That's a famous Trevor Nelson interview, isn't it? Mm. Question number one. So why are you called Flo Rida then?
No.
I kid you not.
No, he didn't.
Yes, he did.
Oh, that's amazing. Oh, even Trevor didn't know. King of R&B. I know what you mean, Jamie from Hinckley. I cannot make my mind up on this Flo song. I don't know if I hate it or I really like it. Also, someone says, we need to stage an intervention for Flo Rida. He's clearly not okay, hon.
It's weird brass, isn't
it's
it?
It's really weird.
It's not good feeling. Brass.
Yeah. Right, okay, it's Dev on Real or No Real today. He's up at 4 this afternoon, in for Greg. You know how this works. We made some of these up, but some of them are actual facts that you can impress your mates with. Which is which?
Owls in New York's Central Park have gone rogue and have started swooping down and stealing joggers' hats.
Like feral owls.
This happens, but generally with seagulls. Mm. Seagulls are bold.
Steal your chips, won't they?
Yeah, they'll go in on the chips.
Mm.
But an owl. Owls are getting involved now.
I wonder why. I wonder why suddenly they've gone rogue in New York. They're a little bit brave, aren't they?
I had a day out flying owls and other birds of prey, right?
Uh-huh.
It was a lot of fun, actually. And that myth that owls are quite wise and smart, it's not true. They're actually quite dumb.
Are they stupid, are they?
Yeah. Owls are stupid. They just look quite wise.
You're going to get angry wildlife, Chris Packham, etc. on your case now.
Not bothered. But there's enough joggers. Like I drive past Regent's Park, which is in London, a very popular park, on the way home. And at the time of the morning I drive past, there's so many of them out there.
Yeah.
That I could see that they get a little taste for hats. Yeah. Not that they're going to eat them, but maybe, I don't know, using them in a nest, perhaps. I reckon.
No, I think they wear them when they get back to the
nest.
The nest. Oh, that would look fabulous on me. I love it.
Sweet. So I reckon there's enough joggers that they would have got a bit of a thing for hats. So okay. I reckon this is real.
Especially in this cold weather. And with you saying that owls are really thick, that wouldn't surprise me. But I'm not playing the game, Chris.
Oh, it was very well reasoned out there, Dev. I'm going to say real.
Dev?
Real on that one?
That one is real.
Yes, it is.
It's owls. They love a hat.
Just having a hoot.
And next,
Sam Smith watched the 2014 Grammys in his boxer shorts at the Travel Lodge next to Leicester Forest East Services.
And now look.
It's a good travel lodge, that one.
It is, actually. It's one of the best. Yeah. But
vending machine options.
Yeah, but that's how it can happen in a year, do you know what I mean? It blows up big. 1 minute, you are in that services in Leicester, you know, with your tea and coffee making facilities, and maybe a short bread if they've left one in.
It is like he's part of his own dream. Maybe we're part of his dream right now. Maybe we're in Sam Smith's dream.
Yeah.
I know this is getting deep, but maybe this all isn't real. We're all just part of Sam Smith's dream.
And
wow.
And then the year after, you win multiple Grammys. My favourite thing of the evening, which I've only just found out, is that Lady Gaga mistook Ed Sheeran for a waiter.
Stop it! Excuse me, garçon!
She's like, can I have some more champagne? Like, actually, I'm Ed Sheeran.
Can you nominated.
Why has Lady Gaga gone down this weird route with them? It's like very alternative music. I thought she was all about the pop.
She was, but she's made a kind of jazz album with Tony Bennett.
Well, I was going to say, do you remember Big Weekend when it was like, hey guys, going to play an hour of jazz first? Like, yeah. Oh, cool. Yeah. Can you play some hits as well?
Do the hits as well.
That was awesome, that was. And then didn't she whip out a sax at one point?
Yeah.
Wasn't it?
I want poker face, not jazz trumpet.
I will now play jazz sax.
Anyway, real or no real, Sam Smith's Grammys last year, massively different to this year.
Oh, it's got to be real.
I want this to be so specific, and I can sort of see Sam Smith in his pants getting really bored and dismantling a Corby trouser press. I'm saying no real, though. No real.
Yes?
Real.
That one is no real.
Oh.
It wasn't anywhere near it. But it was very specific, which I think led you to think that it might be true.
Yeah.
And next.
Charlie XCX is named after her old MSN Messenger login.
Did we talk about this the other day when we said that your first email addresses are normally something really, really embarrassing?
Yes. Yeah.
Like my first one had a 6 and a 9 in it.
Yeah.
And having to like say that to like your aunts and everything, oh, what does that mean then? It's like nothing.
No, the problem is when you've got to keep the same email address that you had when you were younger now, and you'll be like cutie pie.
Yeah.
Like,
what were you then?
Not that I was.
Hot Dev 69.
there was something like that, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's always very embarrassing.
Only because there were 68 others before I tried to make one, so.
Charlie XCX, I mean, actually, when you see it written down, it is straight off MSN Messenger, isn't it? It is.
There's no real... I don't understand the last bit, because it's not like a Flow Rider situation where the name all adds up to a new word, is it?
No.
Charlie XCX, no.
No.
So I don't understand the last bit. So I can believe that this is real. She's just taken it from her old email address. So I'm going to go real.
She's very young, isn't she? And I could definitely see her being into that whole MSN thing.
CharlieXX at hotmail.com.
Yeah.
I don't know what that's what it is, by the way.
Yeah. Just guessing.
Real or no real?
I think real.
Real.
That one is real.
Yes. Charlie's off of MSN Messenger name.
Wicked.
That's a good fact, that. Finally.
Throughout Nottingham Trent University's exam period, the student union provides a room full of puppies to calm down stressed revisers.
Oh, my goodness. No, that's way. Amazing.
But then you wouldn't make that up, would you?
These are great facts.
You wouldn't make it up.
Oh, that's brilliant. It's a room full of puppies.
Do you know what? When I got stressed with exams, I tend to just walk away. I'd find anything else to do.
Yeah.
And a room full of puppies would be distracting.
We need something like that here at Radio 1. Anytime things get a little bit too much, you know, little room around the back, roll around with some puppies. All right, I'm ready.
We used to have that, Scott, didn't you? Livestock lounge? No, not a room full of puppies, but there was one time you...
I don't remember that. When did that happen?
Whoa.
Oh, well, yeah, we used to do a thing called the livestock lounge where we get various members of various different livestock in and you had to touch them in a blindfold. It's not on anymore, that one. We
bin
that.
Oh, shame.
Yeah,
bring it back.
Canned that one. So did Nottingham Trent Unis, do they have a puppy room for when the students get a little bit stressed?
Oh, some animal rights people would say it's not right, and it is very weird when you think about it to just have a room of puppies.
Oh, no, but they feed them and give them holidays.
I'm sure they were looked after and everything. There is the option to go there if you need to pet a dog.
Yeah, but does that also mean that you have to keep a cycle going? Like every 6 months you have to get in some new puppies where
I don't imagine it just a room full of like puppies that have just been left in.
Yeah.
I'm sure it's more controlled than that. It's a room that you can go to, I reckon.
Your answers, please.
It just feels like a logistical nightmare. I'm saying no real on this one.
I think it's a weird idea, but it's even weirder to make this up for real or no real. So I'm going to say real.
That one is real.
Hey! Yes, it is. And we have evidence for you now. If you just have a little look at that and see what you see.
Look at that. You can pre-book a 15-minute slot with a dog for a small amount of money.
Is it still there, Nottingham Trent?
Yeah, apparently very popular.
That's very impressive.
That's wow. So good.
Well, Joel.
If I ever play a gig there again, if I ever do like a student one, I want it. Right, take me to the puppy room. At the end of that round, real or no real?
I got 30, Dev got 30. Yay.
So yes. Fair and square. Tomorrow, we're on Radio 1 from 1 p.m, including Getting Wet at 1:45 on Innuendo Bingo from Twin Atlantic, Sam McTrusty.